America tonight, sadly, more violence in Afghanistan. We have the numbers now, 17 killed in that suicide attack that happened while we were on the air last time around on the Indian embassy. It was the typical deal with the SUV loaded with explosives that went off, 17 dead in the end and close to 80 injured as a result. So here we are back in Kabul. It had been quiet for a couple of months and violence erupts, just as a reminder that the Taliban in that country can reach you at any point. Speaking of the Taliban, they insist that they're not the enemy to the United States. Oh, okay. In the meantime, Obama's focus in Afghanistan is on Al-Qaeda and not the Taliban. So it does make you think, is the situation in Afghanistan going to end? Is it going to end in a disastrous note? A lot of people starting to say that this is going to be another Vietnam, which would be just terrible if it were. I hate to even put those two together in the mix, because can you walk away and claim victory? It's like Iraq. Nobody walked away from Iraq claiming victory. In fact, the general who, General Petraeus, who was the main guy at, certainly at the tail end of that war, says you don't know down until down the road, 5, maybe 10 years, so whether you can really claim it to be a win. And what he's saying is, because what happens in that country now? They have a different form of government. Does the military stand pretty much on its own 2 feet, and do the police? And, you know, are the insurgents sort of down? Are the various religious factions mixing together more peacefully in the city? And he's right. You can't answer that question. Different terrain, different kind of life, really, I think, even though you've got the borders, if you looked at a map of the Middle East, a little bit different in Afghanistan. How will this end in the end? Let's just hope there's a decision made. I keep going back to the same thing that I said the very beginning of the week. Now there's been another meeting of all the minds, the generals, etc., sitting down, doing a war room strategy session with Barack Obama, the president, again. So let's hope sooner rather than later some kind of strategy is laid out, whatever it is. It has to be that the president of the United States isn't worried about what so many people think. Who cares what the cable news networks are saying? The cable news networks care, absolutely. They care about ratings and their shows. But the president doesn't need to be focused on the perception. I think he needs to be focused on the end game. And the sooner we know what that end game is, everybody is that much better off. Certainly the military, certainly the people that are serving, and certainly the American people, to know what are you supporting? What are you talking about? And I just happened to see this, and we're going to try to get him on the show, but actor Matthew McConaughey, and I was really, really, really happy to see this. Someone shot me an email and sent me a little link to it, but you might have already seen it on the tube. He's doing spots that are supporting military guys, and he's saying, you know, support the troops, that kind of thing. But what he's saying is, and they show shots of him with guys that have come back, and he's talking to them and showing them in different situations with all kinds of different people who served in the military, which is always my thing, is why do you throw people out there who, of course, want to do it, go over, serve, but why do you throw them out there and then when they come back, they're just not treated like they should be treated, I think. Hey, buddy, thanks, shaking the hand. Thanks for serving. We appreciate it. And just so you know, from all of us at ATN, we definitely appreciate what families have done and the sacrifices that have made. And politics aside, I think all Americans deep down really, at least the majority, really feel that way, I hope, about the people who serve. Forget about Democrat, liberal, conservative, extremist, any of the labels you want to throw out there. Let's hope that we're all at least united in that one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Mark Oristano about watching football. Should be fun because we do that nail the score thing in the third hour where the computer randomly picks the game of the week and you call in and tell us who you think is going to win and what your numerical guess is, and perhaps you win the incredible prize pack from ATN. You know, the NFL ratings have been the highest they've been in 20 years, so somebody's watching, right? The games are drawing the best ratings since 89, if my math is correct. Yeah, 89. 17.4 million, up 14%. Lots of people watching whatever game is in their area and flipping to the Monday night game and the Sunday night game. So I think that people want a little bit of that escape. That's why we offer you Nail the Score here on the show, because naturally we're dissecting, doing the water cooler buzz thing on all kinds of stuff that make all of us enraged at times at what we're seeing, some of the ineptitude that's coming out of Washington. So the game of the week, don't know what it's going to be, but I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. I didn't know about this mission, and I don't know why, because I'm heavy into reading about NASA and what the astronauts are doing and what's happening in our space programs, because certainly we know the shuttle is done as of the early part of next year, and I want to actually take the show to a shuttle launch, but it's difficult because there's no way to predict what the weather will be at Cape Canaveral, though we're definitely going to do it. It's just a question of will we be there when something launches. So NASA is doing something unique, though, early on Friday morning. Check this out. They got this probe known by L Cross, which is carrying the upper stage of a rocket that launched on its way to the moon on June 18th. So NASA is sending what they would call the spent rocket motor on a course to slam into the lunar surface of the moon. So I'm thinking, it's like a video game. If you're sitting there watching this, you're going to see it go poof. That's a bad way to describe that, but it's going to go slam right on that surface, right? And supposedly hit this crater that lies near the moon's south pole and has that perpetual darkness going on. They're hoping that the result will be to find hidden water frozen inside the crater. This has been talked about for a while, and I didn't realize that it was happening this quickly. If you've been paying attention, like I said, that's one of the things that I believe it's been years that they've been talking about. Is there water? We think there's water there. And a lot of people are always trying to figure out if they can detect something. Now, speaking of detecting it, if you have the right kind of equipment, I guess if you set up your telescope or the equipment correctly, it would have to be massively powerful, obviously, you might be able to detect what's going on. But the event will be live on NASA TV, so you can actually watch this happen. I know that I'm going to try to do that. I think it's very, very cool that they're doing it to see if they're going to get this water from this flat crater, which is about 60 miles in diameter on the moon's, like I said, south pole. 7:30, by the way, in the morning. Coming up, 7:30. That means 4:30 in the morning Pacific time, and if you're doing the math, it means 6:30 Central Time. Mark Oristano up next, talking some football with us here on ATN.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and everywhere in between, name of the show, America Tonight. Coming up, nail the score in our next hour. Game of the week will be picked by the computer, so I have nothing to do with it, by the way, if it's the Philadelphia Eagles. It hasn't come up the Eagles yet, and you get to guess who you think is going to win the game if you correctly nail the score. Ran into Mark, and he's got a great book out that you can pick up on Amazon.com. It's called A Sportscaster's Football, the NFL TV ratings hitting the highest mark in 20 years. Mark, people are watching the great game of football, but I don't think they ever went away. But for some reason, the ratings have really shot up. What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it probably goes to the fact that the NFL has the most effective PR mechanism since the Third Reich. They ever since Pete Rozelle decided he was going to make it America's game, that's what it's become, and it's just it's an amazingly well-promoted event.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you and I both covered the Cowboys, and you covered the Cowboys for a long time and the yep. Oilers as well, and it's just fascinating to be close to a team, which you were, too, certainly during the heyday of the Cowboys. You got to give. There's a lot of Cowboy listeners. You got to give us a good Cowboys. What's your favorite Cowboys story?
My favorite Cowboys story? Well, probably the most intelligent player I ever met in football was Blaine Nye. It was an offensive lineman for the Cowboys back in the late 60s and the 70s. And you remember that famous Thanksgiving Day game in 1974 when Roger Staubach got hurt and Craig Longley, the Mad Bomber, came off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
And he threw two touchdown passes to Drew Pearson late in the game to beat the Redskins, the hated Washington Redskins. Now, Clint was a free spirit, to say the least. And after the game, reporters gathered around Nye, and somebody asked him, what does this game today represent? And Nye looked across the locker room, and he saw Longley, and he said, this game represents the triumph of the uncluttered mind.
That's
now,
a great quote.
How many writers would kill to come up with a line like that?
Oh, no, it's brilliant. Are you kidding? Absolutely. No kidding. And you went through the years, too, like where you were mentioning the 70s, 74, and then also the Troy Aikman years. So yep. You really watched the ebb and the flow of the Cowboys. Do you think that the Cowboys will get it back? I mean, what's your take on Tony Romo?
I'm very pessimistic about Tony Romo, and I think if you are a Cowboy fan or an NFL fan, the next time you see a game that Romo's playing in, Watch his, what we call his mechanics. Watch the way he moves his feet, and watch the way he stops throwing the ball before he finishes. He never follows through properly. He steps directly toward the receiver he's throwing to, which is a mistake. You need to step to the side so you can open your body up. And he stops his throwing shoulder, right about at his ear. And after you watch Romo and you see how he throws and you see everything going high and to the right, watch Brett Favre when he throws, and watch how that throwing shoulder goes all the way through and winds up pointing at the receiver when he finishes. That's how you're supposed to throw the ball.
Yeah, great analogy. Speaking of Brett Favre, with the Minnesota Vikings, just crazy. The people in Minnesota are loving it. They're 4-0. What do you think the chances are of Minnesota going to the big game?
Well, the thing that I'm still leery of as far as Brett is concerned, granted he didn't have the wear and tear of the mini camps and training camp and all, but can his legs hold up through 12 games on artificial turf? That's an awful tough thing to ask of a 40-year-old quarterback, and he turns 40 Saturday, so happy birthday, Brett. But if he can throw that well to those receivers after only, 3 weeks of practice, he must be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Just to watch him, it's so fun. And you know what I love, too, Mark? And you knew this was going to happen. I was doing some shows on Fox when the last thing happened with him going to the Jets and the whole rigmarole with that, and then, of course, just all of a sudden ending up the following year with the Vikings. I love how, and you've probably talked to him, I've talked to him, it's been a while, but he has that easygoing personality. And I love this commercial he's doing where he's waffling and can't decide on the big screen tube. I mean, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant thing. I would, if I were his agent, I would just say, let's go with it. Let's roll with it. And people, I think, love it.
He has an easygoing personality, but then when you see him in the game and you see those close-ups of him, he has that same assassin stare that Troy Aikman had, which is, mm-hmm. on the field, it's get out of my way or I'm going to hurt you. And that's what you want in a quarterback. You want a guy who's out there ready to street fight. You don't want a nice guy on the field.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, what made you decide to pull this all together and write the book?
Well, I noticed as I began to, having left the broadcast business in 2002, and I'm now on my own, as it were, when I would watch games with friends, I would watch differently. I'd see things that they didn't see, and I'd be able to tell what was going to happen almost before it did. And they'd ask me, how did you do that? How did you know that? And I said, well, I spent a long time with people like Babe Laufenberg watching game film, and I learned how to watch the game the way the players and the coaches do. And I was asked to write an article for an online magazine by a friend of mine, and I started writing, and I started writing, and I started writing, and I looked down one day and said, hey, I have a book here. And I found a publisher who agreed with me, so I wrote the book.
Yeah, good for you, and a lot of people are picking it up. I was looking at it on Amazon, and you're, like, running out of copies. You got to get another printing, buddy.
Yeah, we'll probably be doing that soon, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do in a moment. Just for your listeners, I'm going to do a special deal. I'll give them a chance to get a pen, and I'm going to give them my actual cell phone number, and you call me on my cell phone and either talk to me or leave a message and I'll call you back, and I will send you for $10 plus postage, I will send you a signed copy of my book.
Okay, what's that?
You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that, but I think it's scary that you're giving out your cell phone number. What's your cell phone number, Mark?
Not a problem at all. Not a problem. I trust your listeners implicitly.
Oh, great.
It's 214.
Uh-huh.
546-3794, 214-546-3794. Operator is standing by.
Yeah, you're the operator.
Yep.
Now, if you go to bed, you better leave that cell phone on vibrate because things come back and repeat, and then somebody's going to call you at an even worse hour. So make sure you're careful about
that
one.
That's why they made voicemail.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. So I got to tell this story. I said that you did other things, obviously, in your career. And one of the things that's certainly part of your background is the fact that you did news. And you were a news anchor, and your co-host, what you were in Nashville, was Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah, and I've been trying to track her down ever since I left Nashville. I have no idea what's happened to her. Do you know where she is now?
Yeah, she's only the most powerful woman in media. What was she like back then?
She was just as talented then as she is now. I thought personally that she would wind up as the anchor of the CBS Evening News someday. Obviously, nobody ever dreamed that she would become a multi-billionaire and have the incredible power that she has. And I think the last time I talked to her was like 10 years ago, because number one, I don't want to bother her. And number two, everybody in the world tries to get through to her and I don't want to go through the hassle. But she was great. I mean, she was just, she's as pleasant as can be, and she's obviously incredibly brilliant. And she's absolutely, she looks in that camera, and this was what I could never master in television. She looks at the camera, and she makes you believe that you're the only one she's talking to.
Yeah, well, and obviously, they knew that when she went to Chicago eventually from Baltimore and then built that whole show, and like you said, the rest is history. And who would have known that she would have gone on to the talk show route and how it had taken on a whole life of its own. What do you think of this generation of sportscasters now that are coming up behind?
I think some of them are good. I think some of them are trying a little too hard to be hip and hype and yell and scream. I still believe, as far as the football broadcast goes, that if you're going to call a game on television, you call it like Pat Summerall, and you say Staubach to Pearson, first down.
Yeah.
We can see what's happening. We don't need a whole litany of words from you.
Yeah.
But things change, times change. People, the world is younger today than it was when I was young. And I must tell you, though, incidentally, as far as the Oristano football tradition goes, my daughter Stacy is carrying on the football tradition in the family because she is a regular cast member of Friday Night Lights on NBC.
Oh, and what's her character's name?
She plays Mindy Collette, the exotic dancer.
I love that.
But she's having a lot of fun with it, and she's become a very successful actor. She lives out in L.A., so she continues the football tradition.
I love that. Mindy Collette, I've actually seen her. She's a very pretty, pretty girl.
Yes, she is. She's a very talented. She's passed me as an actor a long time ago. She's got a gorgeous singing voice. I keep hoping they're going to let her sing on the show someday. But,
yeah, that's
she's
cool.
Having a lot of fun.
Good for you, the proud papa. All right, we're going to give out your cell phone again. And, Mark, it was great to catch up with you again. Hopefully we'll run into each other around the city. Thanks.
Hey, anytime you want to talk NFL, give me a call.
I will, Mark. Thanks.
And you can call me at
214.
Is that a segue?
It's 214-546-3794. All right, thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
A Sportscaster's Guide to Watching Football. We'll give out his number a couple of times. It is a really good book. 214-546-3794. Coming up on the flip side of what's happened closer to home when it comes to getting frisked. Have you ever been frisked? Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
In the third, here comes an 0-1 to Hunter. There goes Abreu at first. Hunter swings away, hits a drive to center. Osbury back at the wall, and it's gone! 3-1 home run for Corey Hunter. And the Angels strike first. They lead it 3-0. That one's hit well. Deep left field. Torrealba will watch this one fly out of here. Yordi Torrealba with a 2-run home run. And the Rockies have a 3-0 lead in the fourth inning. Does Jim Tracy allow Betancourt to finish the inning, or does he bring in Houston Street for an inning course? That one's well hit. Deep right center. Fowler at the track. And that one's gone. Jason Worth. A monster home run to center field. And the Phillies are back within a run. In the air, caught by Barmas. Wow. And Houston Street delivers the save that evens the series.
Two balls and two strikes to Loney with two out, ninth inning, 2-1 Cardinals. Franklin set, ready, Ryan delivers, fastball, line to left field, coming up in a hurry to grab it and drop it is Holiday. Loney goes into second base. Oh, what a big break. Matt Holiday had the game over and somehow missed the ball with his glove. It hit him right in the groin. Hopefully he's wearing a cup. And it landed in front of him. You talk about a painful error for Matt Holiday.
So Pierre, the tying run at the second. Blake, the winning run would be at first. And a breaking ball, base up to center field. Pierre will come around. The throw comes in, not in time, and the Dodgers tie at 2-2. And a line drive to center field, base hit, and the Dodgers win.
All right, we're in the baseball playoffs. Sadly, my Phillies lose that one. Shane Vicarino couldn't come through. The series now tied at one apiece. Colorado 5, Philadelphia 4. You heard Los Angeles 3, St. Louis 2. And what a strange doings for that game. Listening to Holiday's error there where he talked about, geez, I hope he had a cup. I think that was Vin Scully saying, you know, that about Matt Holiday. All he needed to do was make a catch. And, you know, the Cardinals would have tied the series. Instead, that error gave L.A. that new life that you never want in a playoff situation. And he drops that sinking line drive with two outs in the ninth inning. So then there's the two rally run by the Dodgers. They end up with the big win there. Did you see that play, Matt, off the air? By the way, this is Sports Shorts. We wanted to make sure that you got some highlights from baseball as well. We didn't want to ignore the fact that we were in the playoffs. As we know, a lot of you, in talking about politics and everything else, we've uncovered the last 3 years that many are baseball fans. Did you see that that play, like the replay of that? Of course, this is radio, but that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was watching it as it happened, actually, and I immediately got a bunch of texts from all my buddies wondering if I had saw it, because that's crazy. I mean, the game's over. All he has to do is catch the ball, and it's almost like he ran up on it too fast, and he got caught in that awkward position of, if you know, it's above your waist, you got to get your glove up, or if it's below your waist, you put your glove down. He got caught in between, and it went right through his hands and hit him right in the groin, as Vin Scully said. And
yeah, crazy.
It was nutty, and then, I mean, then he allows the guy to get to second. Then they get the walk. Casey Blake walks. Then they get the hit, and Pierre is pinch running. Game all the way in to score and tied. Then they got the bases loaded again. Got another base hit, and they won the game. And it's just one of those things where they were literally that one catch away from going home with the win.
Side series, yeah.
And now it's completely changed.
Oh, yeah, because now the Dodgers have a 2-0 lead. And in the short series, you don't want to see that happen. That can cost you the rest of the series. And, of course, like Philadelphia, there, in the end, Colorado came through because they had all the runs all the way through the fifth inning. They were up 4-0, and then the Phillies put up a 3-spot in the sixth, and, of course, another run in the bottom of the eighth. But ultimately, even though Street was a little shook up, he got the save, and they did win the game, so they split the series. Like you just said, different story with the Cardinals now. And I know we have lots of Cardinal fans like Rocket Man. Sorry about this, but this is a tough one for your St. Louis Cardinals to be in that hole that way. And yes, they're going back, but they're going to need to sweep the board. When you give someone that 2-0 edge, sometimes that can set the tone for the series.
And how quickly the game changes, too, for a player.
Yeah.
Because before that missed play, Holiday was looking at like the hero because he had hit the home run and they were ahead 2-1, and then now he's the GOAT.
Yeah, and that's sports. That's sports when you compete. And of course, the Angels blanking Boston 5-0. I mean, of all the games on the board, LA puts up 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and then they add another 2 in the seventh. And this game, I think in Anaheim, of course, the Anaheim crowd loved it. The other two games, the other two National League games that we were talking about, a little more exciting than the Boston LA series. I know that there are Angel fans listening too. And now on Thursday, in fact, we gave the Daily Salute just a couple of days ago to the Twins because of their huge win over the Tigers in that one game playoff, and how thrilling that was to win it. But now the reality sets in and you're talking about the Yankees. So, hey, anything can happen. Here's the deal. Anything can happen. Who's to say? Who is to say to anoint, even though they have the murderer's row and certainly have pitching, who's to say that the Yankees are going to clean the clocks of the Twins? I hope not. I hope it's a good series. It starts in the Bronx, and that game, of course, is 6 o'clock first pitch Eastern time tomorrow, and then Boston and L.A. play as well, 9:37 Eastern time. So we'll see. We'll be talking about the baseball series as we roll on here on America Tonight to keep you up to date on what's happening. I was talking about, just a couple of weeks ago, that sad story about the Yale student who they found in the wall. Shocking, and it turns out a lab tech was the one who killed her. Of course, you have to go through the innocent until proven guilty, but let's say they just have him dead to rights. They've got everything on him. So now you hear this story weeks later in L.A. You had a female student who had to be hospitalized after another student slashed her throat in a chemistry lab on campus. What is going on here? A 20-year-old Damon Thompson was picked up in that same building after the stabbing. And they, of course, on suspicion of attempted murder, $1 million bail. They were both seniors. They were taking an organic chemistry class along with a bunch of other students who were in the undergraduate teaching lab at the time. The woman is in critical condition. They don't know what's going to happen. She came out. This is what the description was. There was a teaching assistant who was working in a lab across the hall and saw her stagger out of the lab, and another teaching assistant was trying to apply pressure to her neck. She was completely drenched in blood, and it looked like she was fading away. Excuse me. So they were trying to keep her from not fainting. Matt, is this not crazy with these labs and these techs or fellow lab partners? I don't get it.
Well, it seems like college is now a dangerous thing. You got to watch yourself, especially with all the different things going on. You got creepos all over the place that you don't really know who people are anymore. And you think, you work closely with people and you don't exactly know who they are. You could be working with them in these labs, like you say, and it's just, it's crazy.
And he flipped out. Something happened where he flipped out and he, you know, the TA actually saved her and was trying to help her by holding the wounds and everything, but whatever made him snap, you're right, you don't really know who you're around anymore.
And also,
you know,
it's such a competitive thing now where people are fighting for grades and recognition, and they want to, you know, go the next step and be the top student and everything, and it's gotten to such a competitive point where, you know, the degrees mean so much, you know, graduating at the top of your class means so much, and all the recognition can mean so much that people are losing it. I mean, people are
losing it on the college campuses. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, these are isolated incidents, but there are other things happening, and maybe it is the pressure, maybe it is the, you know, forget this person, I'm going to get mine. We don't know the motivation behind it. You know, in the case of the Yale student, they were talking about jealousy over the kid who was a townie kid, basically, and that there was a jealousy thing connected with the girl that he killed and stuffed in the wall. Of course, this will all play out in a courtroom, but that's the motivation, supposedly. In this case, we don't know what the motivation is yet, other than she was close to dying and still is in critical condition, so who knows if they change that. I mean, they would change, obviously, that charge if that happens, but just awful, awful, scary stuff anymore. When I went to the college campus, you were only concerned that you wouldn't be walking across the campus, excuse me, by yourself. Somebody would help you. You wouldn't do that, you know, later at night if you were studying or out or whatever you were doing. But I can't even remember. There was a horrible car accident. So people were killed, but certainly no murders or attempted murders that I know of. They had robberies and some other things happen. I went to a pretty decent, medium-sized college, Ohio University, but we weren't concerned about that. Now you just have to tell everybody to look backwards, forwards, I guess, and everywhere in between. Hey, coming up next, we have news you can abuse. Also, this day in history, October 9th, do you believe it? Got some interesting things that happened on this day, including in 1888, the public was first admitted to the Washington Monument. 1888, wow, that's a long time ago. Stay with us.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Fun to do the birthday thing at the tail end of the show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight. And people celebrating a birthday this time around, pretty well-known folks. I'm going to say that most of you listening to me would know maybe six people on the list. Now, how many people, even Edna in Kansas, if she's still listening and hasn't faded off, she probably knows who Sharon Osbourne is. Actress, TV personality. I mean, she may have caught her in one of the shows she does. 57 years old for Sharon Osbourne. Lately, she's been in the crowd because her daughter is on Dancing with the Stars, so they, show her cheering on her young daughter. Also celebrating a birthday, we've talked about the San Francisco 49ers. The coach, Mike Singletary, turns 51. We'll have other birthdays for you, like Trent Lott, coming up in a few here on ATN, plus this day in history. But in the meantime, we go to news you can abuse. Some of the wacky stuff or strange things, it falls into a lot of different areas that have happened across the country. And we start in Miami. Some people are buying clothes, I guess, that can stand up to bullets. I've heard of this before. There is a Colombian designer. His name is Miguel Cabrero, and he's offering bullet-resistant styles in Miami. Boy, that's scary, isn't it? It's come to Miami and live. Welcome to Miami, like Will Smith says. Come to Miami, but you might want to think about some clothes that fit the situation. In other words, clothes that can stand up to bullets. So polo shirts started about $4,000. An Italian leather jacket with ballistic protection runs about $6,000. The clothes look normal, but they're heavier. They're heavier clothing. Cabrero says he's looking to incorporate cashmere and other luxury touches in the bullet-resistant clothing for women. Oh, that's nice. Let me put on my bullet apparel. Boy, I love Miami. Let's go out and play some golf and hope that nobody shoots us when we're on the golf course. I mean, it's obviously he's catering to wealthy drug people. I'll take your money, or I don't know. Famous... Actors, I don't think so. I don't think they'd even wear that. They have bodyguards. Let's move on from that to Maryland. They're talking about porno in Maryland. Yeah, campus porno is a very hot issue at the University of Maryland. The system's Board of Regents has until December 1st to develop a policy. The University of Maryland Baltimore County student government has voted to condemn anti-porn policy on campus. Opponents say it would infringe on their free speech rights. So here we go again. The controversy follows the planned screening of an X-rated film at the school earlier this year. So that's what happened. They wanted to show the film. Everybody flipped out, and now they have to decide about this porn policy. Madison, Wisconsin, very cool place. Luckily, I spent some time there and really enjoyed the people and enjoyed Madison. It's a big biking little city, and of course that's where the capital is, and the people couldn't be nicer. It really is true, cheeseheads. And it was all about the cheese. There was cheese shops everywhere I looked. So this has nothing to do with cheese, though. It's easy to spot U.S. Senator Dave Westlake. in Madison because he's a guy who wears a lot of orange, blaze orange. He's the Republican challenger to the incumbent Democrat, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. He says he's going to be wearing his bright orange hunting gear to every campaign appearance leading up to the 2010 election. He says he's a political newcomer and an avid hunter. He wants people to be able to find him. That's pretty good. I'm going to be the one dressed like the hunter in the crowd, and then you know that I'm running to represent you against Russ Feingold. How about this from Santa Clara? Police say the GPS device really did its job tracking a parolee to a bank stick-up. The guy's name was Gary Lee Damon, and he's held on suspicion of bank robbery, naturally. According to investigators, a parole agent recognized him from a bank surveillance photo. So check this out. A check of the GPS tracking device showed he was at Citibank at one of the branches at the same time the bank was held up on Monday afternoon. He had been wearing the high-tech tracker as a condition of his release from prison. What did he think was going to happen, that they weren't going to catch him, that he had the tracker and he must have, what, suddenly forgot that he had the tracker on? This from Slidell, Louisiana. Police in that area are looking for a naked guy. Captain Kevin Foltz says a nude man broke into a house, cooked a meal, this made big news, had several drinks and took a shower. Ugh. They say the home security video shows the man leaving wrapped in a sheet. The homeowner was away at the time. Police are releasing pictures of the nude intruder to local media in the hopes of getting an ID. Wow, that's freaky. So what's the deal there? I think I'm going to come in, strip down naked, have some food, have some drinks, take a little shower, and rip you off. Ugh. Too bad they weren't in the area or somebody could have caught them. But they do have this tape, so maybe they'll still get the nutball. It is Friday, October 9th. There are just 83 days, actually, left in the year. We were talking about baseball, and I said we would keep you up to date on what's happening in the chase to get to the World Series. Back in 1919, the Reds won the World Series 5-3. They beat the Chicago White Sox 10-5 at Comiskey Park. However, the win turned a little bit hollow, you might say, because of the charges that 8 of the White Sox had thrown the series in what was, of course, famously known as the Black Sox Scandal. We move ahead, and in 1776, a group of Spanish missionaries settled in present-day San Francisco. In the meantime, in 1930, Laura Ingalls became the first woman to fly across the United States. She completed a 9-stop journey from Roosevelt Field on New York's Long Island to Glendale, California. Wow, you think of 1930, that's a pretty brave thing to do, right? In 1967, the Latin American guerrilla leader Che Guevara was executed. He was attempting to incite a revolution in Bolivia. Very, very famous. Sometimes you see shirts that have his name on it. You know, it's kind of pop culture. His name has been on a bunch of shirts, actually, that I've seen recently on a couple of guys. In 1974, businessman Oscar Schindler credited with saving about 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust, died in Frankfurt, West Germany, at his request, which I thought was really neat. He was buried in Jerusalem. That's a good movie if you haven't seen it. Liam Neeson plays Schindler. I mean, it's depressing, of course, naturally, you know, the outcome, but he is the silver lining, and he did rescue a lot of people, and it's a very well, well done movie. 1 year ago, calm gave way to fear. Oh, I hate to even relive this in financial markets, turning a steady day into a rout that pushed the Dow Jones below 9,000 for the first time in 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then everybody started getting real depressed, thinking about the money that they had whittled away in their 401ks, rather, that were taking a big fat nosedive. Let's cue up the birthday music, maestro.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, jazz musician Kenny Garrett is 49 years old. From the Bodines, anyone know the Bodines? Rock singer musician Kurt Newman, 48 years old. Singer PJ Harvey is 40. Annika Sorenstam is 39, famous female golfer. You might have seen her swing the club a few times. Sean Lennon, of course, the son of John Lennon, 34 years old. Actor Randy Spelling, Tori Spelling's brother, is 31 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, singer Jackson Brown. I know you know that name. 61 years old. Robert Wool is 58 years old. He's an actor. He's been on a ton of things. You would recognize his face. He was in Batman, one of the Batmans. Tony Shalhoub is 56 years old. He is Monk on TV. Scott Bakula is 55 years old. I know you know him as well. Actor Michael Paré is 51 years old. Actor Tyler James Williams from Everybody Hates Chris is 17. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Eat an extra piece of cake. You won't gain that much weight.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you so much.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.